Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The league won't allow it. I'm just going to throw it out there. The NFL is not going to allow the Chiefs to start 0-3. There's too much on the line. I'm sorry. Call me a conspiracy theorist.
I will.
ESPN can fire me. The NFL is not going to allow the Kansas City Chiefs to lose that game on national television to be 0-3. That's not going to happen. What are they going to do? They're getting married later. They're engaged.
But you don't really believe it.
They got all these nationally televised. I'm telling you. We're going to sit here on next Monday.
Well,
the
they're
Sunday
just
going to
win, though.
We're going to sit there and we're going to say there's going to at least, I'm telling you, there's going to be at least three calls where we're like, how did that happen?
But do you think they're really going to need that?
Probably not. I'm just telling you, on top of the Giants not being good, the league just won't allow it. I'm like, well, honestly, people, rise up. Speak our minds here. Is there any world that the NFL is going to say, yeah, let's, whatever we do, make sure the Giants win this game. The Chiefs are not going 0-3. They will not allow it.
Don LaGreca trying on a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, everyone's really convinced that the NFL will have to step in for the Chiefs to beat the Giants. Oh.
That could be competitive.
Now, Roger Goodell's making some phone calls. Excuse me, Travis and Taylor are getting married. They can't lose to the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
That'll be a close game, though. When's the last time they blew a team out?
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants lost to the Saints last year. Last year, 14-11.
I mean, you know, Derek Carr, it's a little bit more respectable, though, right?
I guess so.
It's not Spencer Rattler. The Chiefs last year, I mean, they won.
Last time they won by two scores?
They beat Pittsburgh on Christmas by two scores.
I mean,
29-10.
Who's surprised?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
But, like, they won by 8, they won by 2, they won by 2, they won by 3, they won by 2, they won by 6 in overtime.
I'm excited.
7.
I'm excited for when they win by
4.
Yeah. They always do. And, like, did you see that holding call?
Well, when Mike
Goodell ordered the code red.
The code red is going to be that Russell Wilson is going to take a sack or he's going to throw a ball straight up into the air where there's no receiver in the area. Which, hey. It worked a lot for him last week against Dallas, but in overtime with neighbors nowhere near it, he just threw a ball straight into the air like a punt right to the safety. Game over. So that's a guy that's going to lose them the game on Sunday.
How great would it be if they were 0-3?
Oh, it would be awesome. One team in 25 years has made the playoffs after going 0-3. That's it.
Ooh, do I know who that would have been?
It would be really impressive if you pulled that out of your hat.
The Bills almost went from 1-4 to the playoffs. Almost.
Did they?
The Cowboys, one of their Super Bowl years, started 0-2.
Okay. The team that went 0-3 and made the playoffs was the 2018 Houston Texans. And what did they do to make the playoffs? They won 9 in a row after going 0-3. Well, that's a Watson team, I'm sure.
I normally hate those kind of stats because they are made to look more predictive than they are. Why do 0-3 teams not make the playoffs? Because good teams don't go 0-3. That's really it.
But even good teams would have a tough time going 11-2 the rest of the way. You could be a good team, have a couple bounces go against you, and okay, now you can't just be good. You got to be 11-2 good. The rest of the way. You got to be the best team in the league.
If the three toughest games in your schedule are the first 3 weeks, and then it's soft from there, you could do that. The Ravens or the Lions, either the Ravens or the Lions will be 1-2. Right. And then the Ravens play the Chiefs. If the Ravens lose to the Lions and the Chiefs, they're 1-4. Wow. 1-4 teams don't make the playoffs. Well, good teams don't usually go 1-4. Here'd be a case where a good team went 1-4. So, I don't know. I'd have too much respect for that. I feel like that's living in drought life when the Bills were 2-0, and we'd be like, 52% of teams that go 2-0 make the playoffs. Right? Didn't we do that every year?
Yes. Yes, we did.
And that little gradient graph. If they get to 3-1, it's like 68%. This is the year. And then they just get hammered like five times in a row.
That's true. But the math is so hard. It's like,
it's also hard if you're not good. But if you are a good team.
But I'm saying you could be a good team and still, you're probably going to miss because you just have to be so great the rest of the season.
If the Bills started 0-3.
Yeah.
There's a punishment from the NFL. You've been punished for jumping through tables. You're 0-3. Forfeit the first three games. Would you pick them to make the playoffs?
Yeah, but I think it'd be close.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'd have to go. They'd have to be. You're, the worst you could be is a 10-3 team the rest of the way.
Okay, and?
And they probably would do that, but that's for them even, that would be tough.
Right. But that's forfeiting three games.
Right. Yeah, I know.
You have to be good. Anyway, I think I want to entertain the idea that the Chiefs could lose this game now. Now I've been convinced.
To the Giants?
Yeah, now I've been convinced.
Why?
I mean, because
I don't trust Wilson.
They lost to the Colts 2 years ago, and the Colts were terrible. Right? Special teams miscues.
Sure. Right? I mean, it just comes down to, can they score on the Giants? Because they can't run the ball.
Well,
and Mahomes is taking a little bit more in the sack department, and that Giants defensive line is supposed to be great. They could not stop Dallas.
Right.
So
that's not surprising.
Tough
Dallas
to say,
should be good offensively.
Should they be better than the Chiefs?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. They should be good offensively.
I mean, Mahomes, I saw their rushing totals on the year. It's only through two games. Mahomes is 120 yards rushing. Pacheco is second with like 47. Like, they have nothing happening on the ground other than Mahomes scrambling.
One thing about the Chiefs, their entire dynasty, if it's a dynasty, and if it continues at any point, hasn't the entire thing happened without the ability to run the ball?
They've
never been good at it.
Never been great. No.
When they've been good, it has never mattered.
They're doing it away from the league trend. I was looking at counting last year and then the first two games of this year, early down pass rate in the league, and how the Bills are near the bottom, the Ravens are near the bottom, the Eagles are near the bottom, the Lions are near the bottom. Like, a lot of the great, great teams are near the bottom. Who's number two? Kansas City. But why are they number two? All those other teams can run the ball. They can't, right?
Is that early down pass rate, what's the win probability in there?
20-80.
20-80, okay. Because when you're like 78% to win, I feel like you're early down running. When you're 22%, you're early down. I don't feel like 80-20, I don't know, that's a big swap.
But they are throwing the ball.
That's right.
More than these other top teams.
Early down and neutral pass rate is something, like the Bills are 24th in neutral pass rate, I think I saw.
Right.
Whatever. To me, it's not lost to me. There is a trend among those other teams that, like you said, they're not the Chiefs. The Chiefs have not been able to build a good run game for years.
And all those other contenders have.
Those four teams you mentioned have, and they either have good backs, well-paid backs, or high-drafted backs.
That's
the Lions drafted Gibbs in the first, and they paid Montgomery.
Yeah.
The Bills paid Cook, the Ravens, of course, and the Eagles. Like, you have great offensive lines with great running backs.
Throw Green Bay in there, too, and they paid Jacobs.
Yeah, they did.
They're near this list as well. And, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are the team that's still dinking and diming at running back, right? It's a seventh-round pick on Pacheco. And then
Rashard Smith is another one they just added in.
Bring Kareem Hunt off the street.
Yeah.
And he plays. Like, he's on the field.
Oh, Jerick McKinnon.
Big important downs.
Jerick McKinnon's finally not there after being there for like 7 years.
They paid him, didn't they? Or someone else paid him. He was there forever. Samaje Perine. Like, they've just been mixing
just
in whoever.
Never been good at running the ball. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. One random note here. This is kind of relevant to tomorrow and also news of the day today. There's news that the Masters, Amazon is picking up some rounds of the Masters.
Really?
Yes. Amazon Prime will provide two additional hours of first and second round coverage to be offered both days on Prime Video. So the Masters streams now on Amazon Prime from 1 to 3 on Thursday, and 3 to 7:30. Sorry, no, 1 to 3 on Thursday and Friday, leading into ESPN's coverage. And I thought Kyle Porter, who covers golf, formerly CBS Golf, now on his own, he has a subset called or a website called Normal Sport, does a great job. And he pointed out, if you're trying to watch the Masters, here's how it goes: Amazon Prime, and then ESPN, and then it's going to be Peacock, and then CBS.
Yeah.
And imagine if a football game was like that. Hey, Bills Dolphins, first quarter is on Prime, the second quarter is on Peacock, the third quarter is Netflix, and the fourth quarter is NBC and Peacock. Because that's what golf has become. So fractured in the rounds of golf.
Yeah.
But I did see that news about Amazon getting the golf and thought, will it be the best broadcast there is?
Because I'd expect it to
they've
be great.
Been in the football game for 4 years, and it's the best.
Yes.
And I wonder what they'll what will they do for golf.
They'll do it. Will they do their own next gen stats cast well, for what, golf? What, I don't know.
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to need permission of Augusta. Because
that's why I'm surprised you. I thought Augusta to. I guess they've done Peacock, so they've done streaming, but just more traditional. Like, no, we're just going to stay on CBS. We're going to our traditional broadcast and just do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, what Augusta would permit them to do? Would they say, no, you're not going to do, like, do they do Shot Tracer at the Masters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
They would be like, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to put, you know, video game lines on our golf course on TV.
How about, like, the putt make probability with the line that it's supposed to go? I don't know. I don't really.
Could it, like, analyze, like, where a guy's putter is lined up? Like, you know those little camera angles they'll give you behind the putter?
I don't want
that. Like, can the next-gen stats say, he'll miss this?
I don't want that.
He'll miss this because, like, here's the line he's currently on, and it's going to miss by a half an inch to the left.
Right.
It can tell you before he putts it.
Instantly on impact, yeah, face open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Degrees putt going right
miss.
I don't want that.
You don't?
Nope.
What is right, it? Well, it would take all the drama out of whether of whether it's going to make or not.
I'd be stunned if a golf broadcast signed up for that. Don't want it.
Okay.
The shot.
Yeah, I don't. I guess now that I'm thinking about what it would look like, what it would be as a watch experience, and it
because the shot tracer works great because otherwise you're just seeing a ball fly through the air with no context of where it is. Where shot tracer, you see, oh, he's headed right. This one's going to be close. Mm-hmm. And then you see where it lands. On the greens, I don't need anything. I'm fine. Then again, they've thought of some things in the NFL world that I thought have been really good. And if you're watching on the Prime video cast, which will be part of tomorrow's broadcast, you got the Prime, the regular one, and then Prime Vision that includes end-of-game scenarios, fourth down, go-for-it lines, mm-hmm. pocket pressure, healthy pocket, I think is what they're calling it. Coverage breakdowns, blitzes, open receivers. It's pretty cool. It makes it look more and more like a video game, which for some people is not good and for some is. But I've enjoyed Prime quite a bit. Tomorrow on Prime and on TV locally too.
Like, will you watch the Next Gen Statscast tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, I probably will because you see more of the field.
See more of the field.
That's the most valuable thing of all.
Yeah.
You can watch the full play. As opposed to just watching the quarterback in the line, I'll be able to see if somebody is open downfield.
Right.
So, yeah, I probably will watch the Prime Vision cast. Same audio. It's not like the Manning cast where I'm getting questions about, you know, where so-and-so went to high school. It's just the same audio.
They're asking Arnold Schwarzenegger about his pet donkey or something right. while there's a big important third down happening.
And they will occasionally bring in the next-gen stats guy to talk about something. But other than that, like, it's a broadcast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a great opportunity to play the Herb Street game.
What's the Herb Street game again?
It's where I ruin Herb Street for you.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what I told you what I figured out about Herb Street?
Yeah, he refuses to allow dead silence. He's
a good analyst. He knows a lot about the sport. I think he's a nice person from what I know. Likeable. He will never allow for 1 second of silence on the broadcast. Every opportunity to fill, he will fill.
Right.
That's the thing I've noticed. I don't know if it drives me crazy. I just noticed it. I was just like, oh, that's the thing. There's never lazy kind of layout, let this play happen. It's a lot of that. He's so busy, too. He does so many college football and pro games. Like, when does he get to town? For an 8:15
probably
kickoff, it's like 8:05? When does he get here? Tomorrow night at 7:30?
I think more than that, he's flying out.
Right after.
Into where, right? Like,
to get to game day?
He'll get to game day, then, well, I guess Saturday morning he's got to be ready, so he's got to be there by Friday. Yeah, his travel life's got to be crazy. It's kind of amazing he signed up for this, right?
Yeah.
Like a foray into – how many guys have done that? Crossed over and done both as a color commentator. Play-by-play guys do it all the time.
Yeah, for college and pro.
But, like, as a color commentator, I don't know how often you'll see that. And he's – I still don't think he – he doesn't come off like he's an expert on the league.
On the NFL.
And that's my biggest problem is why do I have a guy up here that I watch Sundays and there are a dozen guys that know the NFL better than this guy does. And he's getting – these Thursday games are big games. They're good. Yeah. They're good matchups, good marquee opponents now in prime time. And he's the guy we're picking? I don't have a problem with him. Like he's entertaining enough.
You're just surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, just I don't think it works.
College game day this week is in Miami for Florida, Miami.
Yeah, Miami's great. All right.
They're going to broadcast from a lakeside patio next to the Shalala Student Center.
Isn't the NFL trying to do that this year? Like what, certain
college
networks?
Game day?
Yeah, like wasn't Fox trying to do that a little bit?
They did that here during the playoffs.
That's what I'm
multiple times they would have the studio show here.
Like where will Fitz and Whitworth and all those guys be set up for pregame? Will that be in the stadium? They should be in the parking lot.
I mean, NBC was set up outside for the Sunday night football game.
Right. That's where Amazon should be.
Yeah.
They should set up in the parking lot. One of the lots.
Who's going through a table?
Fitz. All of them. Right? Fitz for sure, though. Yeah. No, Fitz is going to pretend that he's going through, and then he's going to choke slam Tony Gonzalez through the table. That's what's going to happen.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Found it interesting when we talked with Alan Pupar earlier this morning at 7:30. I'd forgotten the Dolphins started last year 1-6, 2-6.
Well,
1-6, 2-6.
They lost
then,
Tua,
and then won 6 in a row. I'd forgotten about that.
At the very end of the season,
you would wonder if that would lead the owner to say, "I know it's a rough start last year. This coach pulled it out. You know, kind of got things back to respectability."
It was 6 of 8 that they won.
Okay.
6 of 8. And that was after the second Bills loss. So they were 2-6 and they got to 8-8. So
okay.
Were they alive going into the final week of the season? They might have been. But yeah, they lost Tua, right? And why did they lose Tua? Because he got behind.
He lowered his head into
and he lowered his head because I mean that's where part of that I do feel for him on part of it. He says yesterday, I can run and do some of the things that Josh Allen does. I can do half the things that Josh Allen does, because that's what happens when he tries. When his team is behind, and like Allen can do it. My team's behind. I got to go carry everybody. I got to step up for everybody, and he'll go run through a guy and get a first down or whatever. Tua, he can have the will to do that, and what happens when he does it? Out cold on the field. It's just why I could never... How could you want that guy from here to be your franchise quarterback? You see what the alternative, well, what the best case scenario looks like. I mean, there are so many quarterbacks now in the league. Look at Mayfield on Monday.
Yeah.
Mayfield gets an all-out blitz on 4th and 10, and he finds a way to escape and run for the first down. How does it feel to have a franchise quarterback where you just know that's not possible?
Yeah, you're really behind it.
There's so few teams in the league that still even try that, let alone have it work.
One thing about tomorrow's game, Josh will be wearing a visor.
First time in a game for the Bills.
Bad news, though.
What?
You're going to see this happens with uniform reveals also. 1,000 mock-ups of Josh in a bad-ass tinted visor, and it's not. It's going to be clear. Tinted visors are not allowed. Which is always...
Wait a minute.
They are not allowed unless you have a medical condition.
Okay, because Tyrod wore one on Sunday.
The NFL rules say you cannot wear a tinted visor unless they're prohibited by trainers and officials because you need to see concussions. You need to see a guy's eyes to check for injuries and concussions.
Okay.
And tinted visors, from what I'm reading here from the NFL player safety, they restrict dark tinted visors.
Okay.
I mean, if Josh is going to wear a dark visor, that'd be cool. Adam Schefter tweeted out last night, it's a clear visor to protect his nose.
I was going to say, could he get a...
Yeah, how did Tyrod get that exemption?
I swear Tyrod was wearing it.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. Here's a picture of Tyrod Taylor on Sunday for the stream. He's wearing a tinted visor.
Yeah, how'd he get that?
Does he have a...
I don't know.
He has a doctor's note?
Maybe petitions to get it. He also was not supposed to play.
Did he get grandfathered in? Is this like the helmet rule in hockey? But if it's a concussion reason, you would think that's definitely not true. I think it's a night game also. Would he want a tinted visor in a night game?
You know what?
Seems fair, like fair I don't think point. You need a tinted visor for the night
fair
game.
Fair point.
Can he get like a blue tint on it?
I just don't think he's allowed to have a visor. Or a tinted visor. It'll be clear.
Okay.
Clear visor, Josh.
I wonder if at some point during the game he like rips it off and like this is annoying. Because a fog, he said it echoes. He said that one thing that a visor can do is it can echo in your head. And if he's listening for the plays and he's trying to discern what's going on with defenses, I wonder if he scraps it at some point during the game.
Yeah. Sometimes having a visor, sunglasses, anything over your eyes will kind of give you the impression. I'm thinking about when you're driving down the street and you're looking for a house number, how you turn the radio down because you're concentrating. Like, hold on, I got to look. You know, I think this way sometimes. If I'm at a party or I'm somewhere, I'm wearing sunglasses, sometimes I'll take them off subconsciously to concentrate when I'm looking for something, even though it doesn't actually hurt my vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of getting at that with Josh and a visor. Could he say, like, you know what? I feel like it's negatively affecting me. He'd be practicing with it this week. But, Dick, you definitely would want to do that.
Right.
All right. We'll get a break in. I think we're going to check in on the chat.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes.
What are they doing in there? There's more people. We're getting about 100 new subscribers a day on YouTube, I think is where we're at. I've been charting that number. We're over 10,000. Go to our YouTube page, WGR Sports Radio 550. On YouTube, of course, you can subscribe. You can jump in. You know, we got a good group of people watching us every day streaming. You can see my hat. I don't know if they said it in the chat, but somebody better say that's clean.
That's a clean.
It's so clean.
Which, of course, everyone that's not watching knows that. Oh, he's wearing a white hat.
Yeah, it is actually very clean. Also,
it is.
It's a clean hat. All right, we'll check in on the chat. See what's going on. Sal's popped in. Sal, did you wear a visor when you played football? Sal would have been a visor guy. You ever wear a visor on your helmet when you played football?
Did they have visors?
I feel like you would have wanted to. He would have wanted to.
I wanted a visor.
Everybody wants a visor.
Everybody does want a visor.
It looks cool.
Right.
All right, we'll get a break in. Check in on the chat. Sal's coming up. Sean McDermott, going to join him probably around 10 a.m. Again, the game week has been changed a bit with the game tomorrow. McDermott comes on the Extra Point Show today. So stay tuned. Sean McDermott right around 10 a.m. with Sal on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.